Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief is an AEW tag team breaking up. WWE Slammy winners have been announced. We preview tonight's NXT and AEW, but first, is Impact set to invade AEW? Larson, what's in the news?
So, Tony Khan and Tony Schiavone showed up last night on Impact via paid advertisement, yet again, on their end of 2020 clip show. And during this paid advertisement, Tony Khan issued what you could interpret as an open invitation.
Yeah.
To Impact talents.
Yeah.
That's what he said. These transcripts are courtesy of Cage Side Seats. Quote, you know what, Impact Wrestling? You want Kenny Omega here wrestling your people? That's fine with me. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Dynamite, you're welcome to send some of your people to my show this week or any week. This whole little video package was great.
Tony Khan's open hilarious. Up.
Tony Schiavone throwing shade at Impact left and right.
Oh, man.
It's so good. There was a particular mention from Tony Khan about Impact tag teams,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, maybe I'll check on the contractual status of some of these tag teams.
I love how every week he reiterates, I could totally stop this from happening. If I wanted that main event not to happen, it wouldn't happen. I could file an injunction. And then he says, so I hear Impact's hard to kill. Well, let's see what $7 billion worth of ammunition will get you.
Yeah, that was great.
Tony Khan is a freaking revelation. it's absolutely great. I love this so much. I mean, it stands to reason, man, that at some point this week, next week, whatever, we might hear the deviled eggs, the good brothers, right?
Good brothers showing up. Yeah. I mean, especially, doesn't Kenny have a title defense on the 6th? No, 30th, next week. 30th, he's defending the title against Phoenix. So if we don't see any good brothers this week, mm-hmm. we'll be surprised we see some good brothers next week.
Yep.
Help out Kenny Omega.
Yep.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. AEW's doing some fun stuff. Speaking of which, tonight, we're taking some time off for the Christmas Eve and the Christmases. No SmackDown, although big happenings over there. We won't spoil anything, but
exciting stuff.
I'm gonna be watching Friday night probably because we're not doing anything else on Christmas night. No recaps from us for that. We'll recap it on Monday, a rundown of what's going on. And then tonight, if you'll join us on the Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, we're gonna be doing live reactions. We're just gonna be hanging out. Me, you, the Enforcer, going to be hanging out watching NXT first. And then once that NBA game is done, we're going to be watching AEW. But I imagine we'll probably just, the timing is supposed to line up. So we'll probably just hang out. Maybe I'll put
it'll be a bit of a Festivus party, if you will.
We're going to be opening some presents.
Yeah, we will. I'll go get the aluminum pole out of the garage.
There you go.
I'll set it up back there.
Are you going to air some grievances?
I got to lift the grievances that you... Man, you couldn't comprehend. It's long.
Man, I got none. I love you so much. I am looking forward to showing off some
feats
of strength.
Yeah, that's one of my grievances. That is one of my grievances, is that you care for me too much.
Oh, no. So, I'll start working on that, you son of a bitch.
There's a bit of turmoil here right now, Steve. Yeah. There's a tag team in AEW that's in the midst of some turmoil. What's this all about?
Seems like it, and it seems like we might have to start watching AEW Dark for once, Larson. Man, first we're in the Impact Zone. Now we're going to be in the AEW Dark Zone because apparently stuff is happening. During last night's edition, Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels had a bit of a chit-chat about their future and teased a potential split. Here's what Kaz had to say, and these transcripts come to you from bodyslam.net. He said, "I know you better than anybody, CD. And there's one thing I know that you are, and that's a fighter. When your back is against the wall, you will fight. When the pressure is on, you will fight. So I'm asking you one more time to fight by my side. These are drastic times, CD, so I'm going to throw out some drastic measures, and I need you to agree with this. We will fight, we will claw, we will work our way back to the top, and we will become AEW Tag Team Champions, because from here on out, the next time you and I lose as a tag team, you and I are done as a tag team forever. Quick, line up some tag team to fight these guys and get this over with. I want to see them done with."
Really? They've been a tag team forever.
Well, they could just go back to Impact and be bad influence.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they would split up as a tag team, but they'd still be in AEW.
Yeah, well, they could. That's just AEW canon, though. They could just head over to Impact.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, maybe some sort of trade.
I don't know, man. If this Impact AEW crossover thing gets more involved, AEW or Impact canon can become AEW canon too.
Yeah, no, totally. This is cool. These two guys, you know, good story with them. They're going to lose eventually. They'll probably go on a little bit of a tear. Don't see them getting these titles, but maybe the next time they fight, maybe they'll lose and then they'll fast track this story. I don't know.
Well, I imagine what they'll probably do is they'll have a bunch of matches on Dark, build up their tag team credibility, have a match against the Young Bucks, lose.
That could be. That you're probably exactly right. That's how it's going to go. Anyway, speaking of winners and losers, the WWE Slammy winners announced, not to be confused with the Sammys. That was all exclusively Sami Zayn and Big E.
That already happened.
The Slammy winners have been announced. Larson, why don't you run these down real quick? Yeah.
So, male superstar of the year, take a guess.
Randy Orton.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
Return of the year, take a guess.
Edge.
Yeah. Ring gear of the year.
Bianca Belair.
New Day.
Boo.
Rivalry of the year.
Edge Orton.
Correct. Musical performance of the year.
Oh, I don't tell me. Was NXT up for an award here?
No, this is all main roster stuff. NXT used to have
Elias.
Awards.
Elias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Female superstar of the year.
Probably Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Referee of the year.
Oh, wow. I mean, just AJ Styles. He was a special guest.
Little Natch.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know if they meant like a real one or like, okay.
Yeah, cool. Real ref. These are real refs.
I was going to say John Cone because he was the only one I could come up with in my head. It's not Kyoto.
Celebrity appearance of the year.
Oh, did I give it to Gronk?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
I didn't know this is a category. Trash talker of the year.
Nia Jax?
Lacey Evans and the Hurt Business.
Okay.
Social media superstar of the year.
Who was that's Bailey. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breakout star of the year.
Profits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Double cross of the year.
Bailey.
Yes. Moment of the year.
Should be Firefly Funhouse. What is it?
Undertaker's final farewell.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Tag team of the year.
New Day.
Street Profits.
Okay.
Match of the year.
Greatest match of all time.
Boneyard.
What? Really? They didn't kayfabe that? Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
And the final award for Superstar of the Year. Who is the Superstar of the Year?
I mean, isn't that just Drew McIntyre again?
It is. It is Drew McIntyre.
Okay. Oh, but they have.
He is Superstar of the Year.
All right. Well, good for him. You can find
congratulations to all the winners. Yes.
Yeah, you can find out who really won Best in Wrestling 2020, including our wrestling promotion report cards tomorrow here at youtube.com/Steven Larson when Larson and I do our best in 2020. And we spoil our wrestler of the year just on the thumbnail. But there's a lot of other great things.
There's a lot of other great things. But and also Friendo Awards, where you, the Friendoverse, chooses the winners. Those are still happening. Nomination special going up January 1st, kicking off 2020 Friendo Award nominations. But we're kicking off Christmas tonight on our watch along, our Festivus watch along.
Mm-hmm.
NXT, AEW. Let's do the NXT preview.
Because that's happening first. Yeah.
Yes, that's happening first. First in the docket here, Killian Dane and Drake Maverick to face Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch in NXT Tag Team Championship Street Fight. Hopefully, there's a lot of jeans.
Yeah,
and 90% of this match does not happen in the ring.
No tag rules, please. It's a street fight. After that, we've got Finn Balor and Kyle O'Reilly. They're going to relive their epic NXT title match. Are they going to do like a reaction video?
Is this a watch along, or are they going to do like a quantum leap thing? Maybe Finn will quantum leap into Kyle's body and vice versa.
Are they going to be able to like change the result of that match?
I don't know.
Like Duck Balor, so your jaw doesn't get broken.
Anyway, yeah. Anyways, The Way present a very Gargano Christmas.
That's a good one. That's going to be good.
That should be fun.
Isaiah Swerve Scott seeks redemption against Jake Atlas. I assume they're going to have a match.
Yes. The colossal Bronson Reed returns this week on NXT. I'm very excited.
Love him.
Bronson Reed is great.
Love him. Rhea Ripley and Dakota Kai are set for a Wednesday night showdown. I assume they're going to have a match.
Yes, that would be the implication there. AEW as well. Again, we'll start watching this once the NBA game concludes, or was supposed to schedule start at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, but it might go a little bit over.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, on the docket there, The Butcher versus Pac.
Miro announces Kip and Penelope's wedding date. They should have shot this angle dead. They should have shot this dead like months ago, to be honest with you.
Maybe they will soon. I mean, it's got to... At least we know at the wedding date, that should be the end of it, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So hopefully the wedding date's like 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Got Chris Jericho and MJF taking on Top Flight.
Oh, that should be fun. Dustin Rhodes is taking on Evil Uno.
Jurassic Express versus Dark Order. I believe it's Colt Cabana 5 and 10.
Mm. Hikaru Shida is in action. She'll be taking on Unknown Jobber, I guess.
Sting is going to be there.
At 6:30 or 6:30 plus however many minutes it takes for the NBA game to finish up.
Well, yeah. Well, also, just we had delayed a little bit on our end, a couple hours, so probably more like 8:30. It's an hour and a half into the program.
Oh, yeah.
Much match usually is scheduled, yes. Yeah. More Sting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then your main event, the Young Bucks, at least according to Tony and Tony last night on Impact, Young Bucks defending the tag titles against the Acclaimed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good stuff. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.